This is David Flint for CanDo. The Australian Building and Construction Commission, the ABCC, was well-armed and tough. It was especially so for the bully boy unions in Victoria and Western Australia. The builders there had to pay for peace. The result was the community was $5.9 billion a year better off. Now, Labor promised to get rid of it in the 2007 elections. Kevin Rudd was too slow for them and money talks. At the 2010 election, the unions gave $325,000 not to Labor this time, but to the Greens. And believe it or not, the Greens promised to help abolish the powerful ABBC. What was their failure? It had brought peace to the construction industry. The union bosses and the Greens didn't like that. Do the Greens support thugs punching police horses? The point is, as Andrew Bolt says, Julia Gillard delivered. The powerful ABCC was wound up. And as soon as that happened, the thugs were let loose on the streets, just as the people smugglers took their cue from Rudd and Gillard winding up the Pacific Solution. The ABCC was replaced with the Fair Work Building and Construction Agency. There's that word, fair, again. It means weak and useless. And this is the tactic of the Gillard and Rudd governments. You create powerless agencies, like Fair Work Australia, which you'll remember took over 3 years to investigate Craig Thompson and the Health Services Union. They then produced a brief on evidence the prosecutors couldn't use. And just remember, too, the Corgill inquiry into the $5 billion BER rort. Compare that with the powerful Royal Commission into the Australian Wheat Board under a respected judge, which John Howard established. He also agreed that if the judge needed additional terms of reference, these would be given. The hearings gave Kevin Rudd an evening TV platform to attack the government. Doesn't the Gillard government know what it's doing? Or are open borders, thugs on the streets, and thugs ruling the construction industry part of the Gillard government agenda? This is David Flint for CanDo.